This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, March 1st. The funeral for Alexei Navalny is expected to begin this morning in Moscow, but there have already been problems in what is a tense situation leading up to the service. His team says they haven't been able to hire a hearse to take his body because drivers had been warned not to by unknown people. This comes after they said many venues claimed they were busy or refused to hold the funeral because of the threat of a crackdown from the Kremlin. CNN's Sebastian Shukla says Navalny's family and team have had issues since the opposition figure died in prison 2 weeks ago.
Problems have surrounded the family and his team about even getting their hands on Alexei Navalny's body to even get to the point of being able to bury him. But the big issue surrounding this, an unknown question, is the security presence on the ground and what that may look like in terms of numbers of people and mourners coming to pay their last respects to Alexei Navalny.
There's an important hearing taking place today in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case against former President Donald Trump, which could decide if a trial goes ahead in May as planned or is delayed until after November's election. It comes as a new court filing shows that prosecutors and defense attorneys are at odds over whether to ask potential jurors if they think the 2020 election was stolen. It's just one of several proposed questions for them, and it gives a bit of insight into how both sides are approaching the process of questioning potential jurors. Trump has been charged with unlawful retention of national defense information and obstruction in the case which was first brought against him last summer. Trump and his two co-defendants have all pleaded not guilty. As parts of California brace themselves for a major snowstorm, dry air and wind in Texas is expected to fuel deadly wildfires. The Smokehouse Creek fire has already burned more than 1 million acres and is only 3% contained. It's just one of the major blazes ripping through the Texas panhandle, though, and in total, the fires have scorched roughly the same amount of land as the entire state of Delaware. Many people have had to leave their homes behind to escape the fast-moving fire.
As we were leaving, we could turn around, and it did. It looked like Armageddon.
At least two people have died in the state, and there are concerns about power outages, as one company says it has more than 100 miles of lines to rebuild. And an extremely dangerous winter storm has arrived in California that's expected to bring a lot of snow, powerful wind, and rare blizzard conditions. It's forecast to bury parts of the state in its biggest snowfall of the year, bringing dangerous conditions for travelers, but also a huge boost for water supply and tourism. Heavy gunfire in Haiti has killed at least 4 people at a police station and forced flight cancellations at the country's main airport. American Airlines says it suspended its daily service between Miami and Port-au-Prince. And one Haitian airline says it suspended all its flights until further notice to make sure passengers, ground crews, and aircraft are safe. Haiti is grappling with surging gang violence and political instability, with warring groups controlling much of the capital, cutting off vital supply lines to the rest of the country. Around 1,100 people were killed, injured, or kidnapped in January alone, in what the UN called the most violent month in 2 years. Coming up, more than 1 billion people in the world are now obese.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
More than 1 billion people around the world are obese. That's according to new analysis published in the Lancet Journal, which says obesity is now the most common form of malnutrition in many countries. One of the authors says the staggering statistic was reached earlier than expected in 2022, and it includes around 159 million children. Adults were classified as obese if their BMI was 30 or above. That's all for now, but starting this weekend, we're going to tell you about the good stuff happening in the world. Join us for 5 Good Things every Saturday, here in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.